This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Wits. Hear it, feel it, live it. What's in the streets on Sunday Brunch?
And as we get into it, I am chilling with Karabo Randa, who is a Wits alumni and a VAW FM alumni as well. I mean, my queen.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I'm feeling a lot of nostalgia coming back here, hey?
Listen, I can tell because you and I have been having just a little bit throwback moment in the studio just now.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be back in here?
Oh my
Maybe
gosh. It feels amazing. I can see there's been a lot of growth on the station. There is expansion, you know? Yeah, but it's still cool. It's still that godlike energy. It feels good. And it's funny because I'm coming back on a completely different level,
yes.
You know, but I'm still out here, I'm still in these streets, I'm still repping for these streets.
Yes.
I'm coming here representing Bhutan, which is, you know, a brand that is a mouthpiece of youth culture. So, yeah, it's very affirming to be here.
I like that, man, I really do. And in fact, as you come back to VAW, you come back during our birthday month.
Oh!
Yes, you're coming back during the birthday month, and we are celebrating it under the two hashtags, VAWFM turns 12 and hashtag VAWFM retro, which is retrospect.
Oh, wow.
And it makes all the sense. In fact, you were just telling me now, before we get into Bhutan, right, how you worked under Nicole De Silva.
Yes.
And
Mike Smurthwaite.
Mike Smurthwaite.
So
it's very interesting. How was it working under them? In fact, I'm just going to steal this moment and have this retrospective moment.
So, I was at VAW from 2011 till early 2014.
Yeah.
And it was so much work, but it was beautiful. It was a lot of responsibility. I used to do graveyard shift where, yes, I'd do a 4 to 6.
Wow.
Every day before I could do a lunchtime show. And then I got a slot while I used to co-present with Calibre on the Purple Rap show.
Yes.
But working under those two, they heavyweights. I mean, Nicole was 5FM and Mike Smurthwaite basically built Rhodes University, that radio, and is an industry giant. So they taught me a lot. And I think the fundamental thing is it doesn't matter who you are. It's about how much work you put in and all the different people you meet who teach you the skill, but also a lot of developmental stuff about yourself. So, yeah, I'm grateful that I got to work under Nicole and Mike. They really helped me build my character and just being authentic, you know?
Yeah,
and not selling out for anything.
I'm so happy you're able to join us at this very moment. How time aligns itself. How time aligns itself. I love it. But let's get into why you actually are here.
Yes.
You come back here as a marketing director of Bhutan.
Yes, well, marketing manager.
Marketing manager.
Yes. So, yes, I do. The brand is one of my firm favorites. It's also a heavyweight in the South African fashion industry, made. So the name Bhutan is actually a rearrangement of Bantu. And, in the apartheid era, there was such negative connotations around black people and, you know, Bantu education, Bantu stance. So taking that and now owning it and writing its own narrative that's actually led by people who are in the trenches, which are the youth, you know?
Mm.
And the brand does really pride itself with working with people who are very strong in the culture. So in terms of the pillars, it's music, it's art, it's clothing. So the whole thing is, the slogan, the brand essence is, it's not just a garment, it's a piece of art. So when you're rocking Bhutan, you're basically rocking a piece of art. Even the patterns that are used.
Yeah.
I'm very passionate about the brand. But there's Black Panther. There's the Panthers, the Hidden Panthers. And it's basically inspired by the Black Panther movement. So the people who love the black, who love rocking the Panthers are people who are socially conscious, who are in touch with the issues of the time.
Mm.
So the brand has been around for a while. The brand is basically like 19 years, so almost 20 years.
Yeah.
And it's built itself basically being in the roots and seeds of the culture. And now what you're seeing, the clothing that people wear, they're the fruits. But still definitely keeping in touch with the people who are writing the narrative what it is to be African and celebrating African heritage.
So change makers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
More like trailblazers.
Trailblazers. Yeah.
Yeah. Unapologetically. Yeah.
I love that. And you know, you speak of it as an art.
Yes.
And you know, you've mentioned from streetwear to music to, but how do you incorporate all of that into clothing?
Okay. So there's different capsules, and the one I'm wearing today is I'm wearing a shirt from the Aluta capsule.
Yes.
So people who rock Aluta, it's inspired by Masora Michelle, used to say the slogan. Aluta continua,
yes.
Victoria esete. So like the struggle continues, victory is certain. And if you think about being a youth, we are constantly, especially African youth, we're constantly in the struggle where we are overcoming from our ancestors and how they were grown and some of the opportunities they never had. We're walking into those rooms and we basically are now taking over, we're taking space. So when I'm rocking Aluta, I feel like I embody this regal presence of the people who came before me, like the giants.
Yeah.
So the patterns, let me just show you.
Yes.
Yeah. So there's like patterns on the back, and you can even see it's Bhutan, but like with the letters.
It's
the designs and the different stories each capsule through the design tells. So if you head on over to, we're having a clearance sale today at 44 Stanley.
Yeah.
And if you head on over, you'll see some of the pieces. We have stuff from the Aluta range, like something that was like a heavyweight in the past season was this other jacket. It's still same logo, green, red, black, you know, and yellow. And when you're rocking that, you even feel that Unes tunes, you know, you got the presence. So I believe that clothing introduces what you're into, what you value before you even speak. So you make a statement. So that's why we like saying it's not just a garment, it's a piece of art. And even it's not just clothing, it's a garment, you know, it's something that was made with so much thought. And you know, it's local, like our knitwears. It's local, and I'm from a retail background.
Yes.
So in my career, I've been a buyer. And a lot of the companies I've worked for, they plow a lot of money into international brands. And I see Bhutan as like the Louis V of South African fashion, you know? We're not trying to be everywhere. We're not trying to be in every store, but you know, the same way not everybody wears Louis, but you know that if you're rocking it, there's a certain statement you're making, you know. Fine, Louis, it's about money, but us, it's about like this unapologetic African pride, you know, and celebrating the different narratives within the continent, not just South Africa, you know. Yeah, I think we are en route to being the biggest streetwear brand in Africa.
I think so too.
Whoop whoop.
In fact, there's something I saw as I was like just looking through. There's a lot of 1981 going on around there.
Yes.
Where did that come from?
So the founder basically is also South African.
Yes.
And he was born 1981.
Ah.
And it's so funny because he didn't study fashion. He's from an engineering background, and all of this was self-taught. And, you know, built this business, creating opportunities, creating jobs, giving youth. I mean, some of the people, so we have different partners we work with, and I've had quite a few meetings in the past week with very young, exceptional, impressive creatives in the space. So we also work with people who are coming up but are just exceptional and almost creating this community of creatives who are excellent at what they do and they pioneer. Because this thing takes time, hey?
Yeah. It's not very easy to build a brand and make sure that it lasts and it actually lives to its name.
Yeah. And I think the idea is you want to build a brand that lives even beyond your existence.
Yeah,
you know, like a Coco Chanel. And why Coco Chanel is, we still talk about her today, is the essence of the brand, the soul of the brand was there. She didn't sell out, you know. And I talk about selling out, not in a way, don't be commercial, but the authenticity. And if you go to the clearance sale, you'll see even the patterns in the garments that we have, even 2 years from now, 3 years from now, it will still be relevant. You will still want to rock it. People will still ask you, where did you get that?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it's that thing of when you're authentic, nobody can really copy you. Yeah.
Very little people can actually even try.
Yeah.
And so, because we're running out of time, I want to speak about the clearance sale at 44 Stanley. So, what can we expect as I walk in there? What am I to expect?
Okay, so it's in the sunny, artsy side of 44 Stanley.
Yes.
There's two entrances. So, the first one, when you're coming from AFTA or Santam, there's that building by Virgin Active.
Yes.
There's that first entrance. So over there, you'll expect like a very family type environment. If you like walk on, there's vinyls. And then we above Salvation Cafe, we've got DJs.
Ooh.
The guy who started the party this morning is DJ Swish, playing some soulful sounds. You know, growing up, I bought Eddie Zondi. But so similar to the music you were playing on this show. Yeah. So we have a vibe, and then it's basically a store. You can shop, there's layouts, and it's at crazy prices. I was telling a one friend of mine, you know, I went to go buy some food yesterday, and I was like, come through. He's like, aye, Chobi, me, I don't want to buy. You know, the rand is low. And he came, and I think he bought like three items, because one jersey, which was going for like $1,000, he could get it for $400. So
I mean,
we're not playing.
75% off.
Yeah, well, up to
75%.
Yeah, and we're a premium brand, so
to get that at that price is quite incredible.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in varsity, I'd only really shop stuff when it's, you know, on clearance sales, because that's what I could afford.
Yes.
So, you know, if you are there, if you are that financially savvy as the student, head on over there. So at entrance two, it's Even After All, where if you go have brunch with your friends, you can get a sticker. And if you take that sticker and go to My Art Lab studio, that's where we're having the sale, you get something free with your purchase with that sticker. So you can go there and shop and then go have brunch, or you can go have brunch and go shop.
You've got the option. You've got the option of all.
Absolutely. But start at the store,
because the
sizes, and you don't want to get disappointed where you really want something and then you don't have a size.
And then you don't have a size.
Yeah.
So start there by the store before you go eat the money.
Yeah, bo.
Before you go eat
Yeah, and like I said, we've got entertainment. We're going to be having Denise Mars. We have Sush, Temba Lunacy, Bilal. And these are DJs who, you know, like also are big names in like the streets, and you know that when they're on a lineup, it's gonna be quite a good vibe.
Yeah, love it, man. Where can we get a hold of you?
So you can follow us at Bhutan_official.
Yes.
Follow the page. We're very active, and also on the page you can go online. You can shop online. But I must say, the stuff you're seeing at the clearance sale is not necessarily the stuff that's online. So the pricing at the clearance sale is like, woo! Yeah! Woo! So you need to go there.
It's a bargain and a half.
Wait a king.
It's a bargain and a half.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the time, guys, and hope you have like a beautiful Sunday. It is quite beautiful.
It is quite beautiful,
Yeah, and I hope to see you guys there. Aww.
Thank you so much for joining us, girl.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
As you said, go to 44 Stanley. You will find everything you're looking for. It's what's on the online is not.
Yes,
what's
it's
on
not.
The
yeah.
So it's best to just go uliponela kamahlawo.
Yes.
Go see it with your own two eyes and get the best pricing so far.
And can I also just say, because people were getting lost yesterday, there's only two entrances, and you'll see boards that are showing you. There's like an actual map on the board. So the Even After All, there's a board where You can see where you are and where we're at. We're above Salvation Cafe at 44 Stanley.
This is why we do this. We do this for you because, look, now I've just gotten you some great deals. Thank you so much, Kara, for joining us.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. To listen to more shows, tune in to 88.1 or live stream us on vowfm.co.za.